I have one question.
What is today?
Today's Monday.
Thanksgiving's over.
Man, for a Monday show, this is easily as good as a Tuesday show.
You have the worst voice I've ever heard.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I like her less than I like other people.
Remember, the show is free.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
It's showtime!
John and Justin.
Mix 105.1.
Monday morning, 6:07. High today of 42. What up, guys? How are ya?
Doing good.
Never better.
Really? Because I got to tell you, I walked in here. I was like, yeah, Monday. It's been a while. Can't wait. I feel like you both want to go back on vacation.
No, I'm good.
I threw it out there.
It just takes a minute to get going again.
Well, Justin and I are Cyber Monday shopping.
Already?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
What do you mean already? It's Monday.
Yeah, but it's only 6:08 on this Monday.
Early bird.
And?
We get the deals,
that's
man.
That's a great point. Everyone in my family keeps going, well, you know, it's the best day to buy plane tickets. I don't even know if that's true.
Is it true?
I've always been told there's no such thing as a discount plane ticket.
Really, it's not. I think it's like find a car. They just kind of move the money around.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you end up paying the same, but you feel like it. I would love to know if it's true or not. Cyber Monday is today. 53% of managers will use company time to go cyber shopping today.
Good news. Already doing it.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
No, we did none this year. I know, like in the past, sometimes just for sport and for something to do, we'll go to the Walmart and see what's going on. Well, we didn't go this year.
Your wife Lori's all about that,
though.
Yeah,
she was like, you know what? The kids are getting older. We don't need those types of things anymore.
Got it.
Therefore, we didn't go.
Okay, Jackson, how about you?
Only accidentally.
Oh,
because I didn't get cat food on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
So by Black Friday, he wouldn't let me forget about it. He kept telling me he needed food, so I had to go to the store and get cat food. I was like, well, while I'm here,
might as well do some shopping.
May as well go take a look around.
Yeah.
Because there's chaos going on at Walmart for Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got one guy over buying cat food.
I just needed cat food.
In the grocery section.
Yeah. But, I mean, their end caps were pretty good. Like,
yeah.
They had a lot of Black Friday stuff, like a printer for $19 and stuff like
that's
that.
That's good.
So I managed to scoop that up. Got myself a really nice electric toothbrush for really cheap.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. I went to Harmon's on Thanksgiving Day because we needed flowers for the centerpiece.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Of course we did.
Sure. How were they?
It was packed.
You know, they had a lot of people doing their pickup for their birds, too, because,
you
know, they make the whole meal there.
I wonder if that's why the line for the e-shop was so big.
And that could have been.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, so many people forgot their food for Thanksgiving. I thought it would be like a ghost town, but it was not.
No.
Speaking of Black Friday, some of my favorite audio over the weekend was this one. This was before the doors open, and you're going to hear the crowd crescendo and a security guard yelling at people to calm down as we go about. There it is.
No. I don't like that one bit.
Holy cow.
Just hearing that.
I'm glad I wasn't at that store.
Stresses me out.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
All in all, though, I was watching the news on Friday and Saturday. I don't feel like there was a lot of Black Friday issues like there were 4 years ago.
No?
No.
When people were, like, trampling each other.
Yeah, nobody got run over by a shopping cart. And
no, not as much, at least.
Or it's just not breaking the news anymore.
Maybe it's not as exciting.
Yeah. It's like, oh, trampled? Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah, just another day.
It's whatever.
Can I be honest with the two of you?
Yeah, what's up?
I have not been hungry in 3 days.
Oh, yeah? You're still full from Thanksgiving?
But I didn't stop eating.
Oh.
I continue to eat on top of the already solid base.
Just kept on. If it's sitting there on the counter, you felt you had to grab
last
some.
Last night, we had like an extra pumpkin pie from Neater's. I was so full from a dinner we had with friends. I was like, there's no way I could eat. And then I ate a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and not a slice. A quarter of the pie.
Did you justify that it's the holidays and that's why you felt you should do that?
I don't know, but I was just, my stomach feels like it's at max before like the balloon pops at this point. So if you see me just keel over, you'll know.
So if we hit you just square in the gut.
Yes, exactly.
He explodes.
Justin, let's get to the show, Big B.
How about this? So Ralph Breaks the Internet, killing it, clobbering it, 84.5.
I know. We were going to go see a movie, and we never got around to it this weekend.
No, me neither.
It oh, really? Just,
there was a lot going on, and there was like, you know, everyone's at the movies this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll probably go now this week.
Okay. If you saw Ralph Breaks the Internet, is it as good as it looks? Because I'm really excited about this.
Yeah,
one.
Is this a number because you needed to entertain the kids, and so everyone went to the movie, which that's really what you do over the holiday weekend, or was it like, hey, what a great movie, and it killed it at the box office? Creed 2, which my kids went and saw that. They absolutely loved it.
Really?
Said it was fantastic. Got $55.8 million, and then Fantastic Beasts coming in at number 3. That wasn't a new one, though. That one's already been out, what, 2 weeks? That'd be the second week? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, number 3 is not bad, though.
No. No, it's not. Robin Hood, that was a new one. It didn't do as hot, only $14
million. Everyone who I knew who saw it here in the building did not like that Robin Hood movie.
They said it was a snooze fest.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like... The trailer wasn't that way, as far as you thought it was going to be good. Hey, the new Lion King trailer got 224.6 million views in 24 hours.
Did you guys watch it?
No, I didn't. And it almost broke the record. I mean, Avengers Infinity War has that, but Lion King definitely a very close second to breaking that record.
Did you enjoy The Jungle Book? The new one they made with the CGI animals?
Yeah, actually, I really did.
If you did, you'll like this Lion King from the looks of it. Very similar.
It's the same animator.
That. Yeah.
So
that'll be cool. Rita Ora, I guess she got just destroyed over the weekend for lip syncing at the parade. But John Legend jumped and tweeted out, and he's like, hey, fun fact, we all lip sync. Parade floats are not equipped to hold a concert.
I like that. Yeah.
And
it's true. How are you supposed to sing if you don't have any equipment or anything?
No, you're on a flatbed trailer being pulled down the street. How are you going to have a concert doing that? I mean, I just kind of assumed that if they are singing, it's just going to be like a low performance or, you know, like the quality of the whole thing. But most of them, when it sounds like their song, guess what? You're probably lip syncing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ed Sheeran, check this out. He's the third single now to hit the, 1 billion downloads. On Spotify.
Gosh.
1 billion.
Which single?
Photograph.
Okay.
Only Justin Bieber's been able to do that before him.
So the two other songs are Bieber songs?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Justin Bieber had set the bar. Ed Sheeran now catching, I guess.
All right.
1 billion's a big number. Is that the new... Is that where we're at nowadays?
That's the new gold record standard.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered because it's like, holy cow, that is a big number. All right, guys, that's the show, Bisbee.
Thanks, Justin. I'm going to bring the show down a lot today, and I don't mind doing it because I feel like Officer David Romwell's name needs to be mentioned as much as possible today.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is the South Salt Lake police officer who was killed over the weekend. First time for South Salt Lake to lose an officer. And Jackson, I know that your roommate is a police officer.
Yeah.
My father was, my brother-in-law, so we definitely consider ourselves part of the Leo family. So if you have a second today to say a prayer, or I know you saw Jackson actually, was it the caravan going towards the medical examiner?
I would guess that they were leaving the medical examiner's office last night, because when I got, when I was driving home to my new place, I saw probably 30 officers, lights on, coming across the 201 onto I-15.
That's probably cool to see.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
There was so much going on.
We'll let you know when we find out more details when services will be happening. 4 photos from the weekend up online on our Instagram page, Mix 105.1 Utah. We always take photos of kind of the fun stuff that we did over the break, and we put it together. You can see Justin's tri-tip that he smoked.
I did an awesome job yesterday.
You're
by
proud
the way.
Of yourself on that, huh?
My new hobby is turning out well.
Wow. Have you ever heard anyone meat brag like that before?
Oh, it's good.
I've never seen Justin so excited about something that he's done before.
For real. Yeah, exactly. For real.
Look at this.
So if you want to see that tri-tip again, it's on Instagram, Mix 105.1 Utah. Waffle House. We don't have Waffle Houses here. But as you go back east, and especially in the South, there's a Waffle House all over the place. We had them when I did radio back in Kansas, and they were open 24/7. The good stories from the Waffle House always happen about 2 o'clock in the morning. And they also have a jukebox in each one of them. And all the jukeboxes are actually connected to one server, so they were able to look at the top songs that were paid for over the past year.
They have their own analytics.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool, and they released the top 10 outside of the top 5. Like Uptown Funk was still in there, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I Can't Feel My Face from The Weeknd. But I thought we'd just go down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And number 5... at the Waffle House jukebox, it's a country song by Keith Urban called Blue Ain't Your Color.
Looks good on the sky. It's kind of like winding the night down.
Looks good. I'm like, who's playing this at a Waffle House?
Apparently,
right.
People that want to be mellow.
Yeah, you're...
Aren't you usually rowdy at that time of night?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it just seems like a very odd choice of a song.
Or it's the Waffle House saying, you're going to go home now.
That could be.
I don't know if you've ever been into a Waffle House late at night.
No, just driven by them.
But it is a rowdy crowd. It is not a calm down and go all, ooh.
That's what I mean, yeah. Number four is Ed Sheeran again on the top 10 with Shape of You. I'm in love with your body.
Another interesting choice, honestly.
Not as mellow, though.
No, but mellower than most.
Right. No Uptown Funk.
This is what you're putting in when you're trying to close the deal at the Waffle House. Yeah, why you do it. That's why you put that one on.
Okay. Listen.
Slide up next to her.
If you take me to a Waffle House, you don't need to work that hard on closing the deal.
Right.
I love Waffle House.
Again, these are Waffle House, which is a chain restaurant that they have jukeboxes inside. They took a look at all the top 10 songs that people paid for this year. At number three, there you go, right?
Yeah, and then that makes sense. You really can't say much. You're like, oh, I get it.
Some Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling. It's high energy. People are finishing the clubs. Number two, a song I'm not shocked about just because how big it was across all formats. It started as a country song, moved over to us on Top 40, and it was still big. And I heard it over the weekend, and I still love this song. Body like a
back road, yeah.
I'm not burnt on it.
No.
Really?
I'm not.
Some of us are.
Now we can put it back in heavy rotation. I'd be good with it.
I got a few songs we could kick out and put this one in.
Yeah. Take it slow,
just as fast as I. So that Sam Hunt song was at number two from the Waffle House Jukebox Top 10. And at number one, DJ Khaled. Location.
Yeah. This is what they're playing in a Waffle House in Atlanta at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right.
I was to join the Sam Hunt.
This is good.
Justin's upset that the Sam Hunt didn't keep going.
I know.
On there.
I was right. I'd go with that one.
Justin just asked me to smack him real hard.
Yeah, I need it.
Did it feel good? Did it work? Did it wake you up a bit?
It did, and that's why I'm standing now. I'm ready to go. I'm glad the show starts at 7.
Oh, yeah. The first hour is just a rehearsal. I mean, really, this is when the bosses start listening Let's be honest. it's also Cyber Monday, so on top of it all, I know everyone's kind of getting their shopping lists in order.
Yeah, they are.
Jen just asked me for a few Secret Santa emails we got this weekend because I know that's what she's going to do today when she's on her break at work. She would never do it while she's working.
No, not on company time.
Of course not.
She's going to take her laptop into the break room and then do her shopping there and then move back to her desk once she's done.
No, she's not.
That's how you do it.
No, she's not.
That's what they recommend you doing. I listened to the news report this morning and I'm like, are you kidding me?
No one does that.
Doing this on the company time.
Oh, yeah. Right? I'm going to get paid to shop today,
pals. Yeah, exactly. That's the great thing about Cyber Monday. Amazon.com is going to use over 15,000 robots to fill their Cyber Monday orders today.
Wow.
The Kiva robot cost Amazon $775 million. Ugh. The bot travels 5 miles per hour. The Kiva drive units are a foot tall and weigh 350 pounds.
Holy cow.
Wow.
They can lift 700 pounds.
Oh, that's probably why they got to be so heavy. Mm-hmm.
And they say if you're seeing in the 12 days of Christmas, your order could already be in the truck before you even finish singing the song. That's how these things just kind of move around. All the way. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
right?
Cool.
Isn't that awesome? It is. Also, speaking of shopping today, you got to be very careful because the Sun is claiming that some parents are unknowingly ordering Christmas presents by discussing gifts in front of their Amazon Alexa devices. Alexa and the Google Assistant are interpreting personal conversations as commands to order gifts.
That has got to have been something planned.
Right.
Right.
I'm conspiracy theorying here. Jeff Bezos was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we just made Alexa order whatever they talked about?
Right, because
it's already creepy that they listen anyway.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nothing's worse than when we're in the other room and we say, like, Ella, and Alexa turns on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you listening to me right now?
Yeah, it's constant.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
It's none of your business, Alexa.
Cybersecurity experts say that you need to turn off Alexa and the Google Assistant if you will be discussing gifts in front of them. No, I should not have to do that.
No, they need to fix that bug now.
Right?
Google, Jeff, listen.
Or just don't have one.
Oh, I thought about getting one for Cyber Monday because they're cheap today. They're like $70
we
with
love
a
ours.
Lighting kit and everything.
Are you going to get one?
No, there's not any really reason for me to.
Do you use yours?
Oh,
I mean, do you
constantly.
Absolutely love
yes,
it?
Yes, the kids love it. Yeah, we get jokes from it every single afternoon. Yeah. It's worth it from that. Justin, what do you have coming up in your showbiz beat?
Bieber, what did he get his new lady for her birthday? I will share the story with you guys next.
If you're waking up and listening to us, about to head over to Instagram, make sure you follow us at Mix1051 Utah. Four photos from the weekend are up, which means we take four photos of our own lives, and then we like to share them with you. So I took the kids to Topgolf, and they actually gave us like little kid clubs.
Oh,
which
nice.
Were like ridiculously adorable.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Justin cooked a tri-tip that he is so excited about.
It was great.
And Jackson's cat is featured in one.
Just the cat hanging out.
Well, it was because I was moving and I had left the mattresses leaning up against the wall. It was like the last thing in my room I had to get out. He would not get off of them. He was not ready to move.
It's like, gotcha. This is the perfect spot.
He hated it.
How's he doing now?
He's fine.
Okay, perfect.
He got over it pretty quick.
Justin, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. As Justin Bieber recently purchased a diamond necklace for Hailey Baldwin that read Bieber. But she also turned 22 on Thanksgiving, which I didn't know. She's only 22 years old.
So are you saying that you don't know if it was a gift because she's now Mrs. Bieber or because it was just her birthday and he was buying her jewelry?
He was buying her jewelry because it's the birthday and that's what he does.
All right.
And he's like, you know what? You don't have a diamond necklace that says Bieber.
With
on
my
it.
Name on it.
Yes, because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what you want?
Well, is she keeping her name though? Maybe it's our name
I don't,
now.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
I don't know.
The Baldwin name's a pretty big name. And so I don't know if the Bieber diamond necklace carries as much weight as he probably would think it would.
I don't know, man. Bieber might be bigger. I'll bet if you asked a bunch of kids who any of the Baldwins were, except for maybe Alec, they would have no idea who you're talking about.
That's
but they all
true.
Know Bieber.
I was just looking at photos. Alec Baldwin had his arraignment this morning.
Oh, how'd it go for him, does it say?
For punching that guy?
For punching the guy for the parking space. He was just getting out of the car, and like they had a couple police officers around him keeping the paparazzi
just
away.
Heading on in. And I can't wait for him to come out. Then
he was threatening to punch everyone in the face. I don't
get
know.
Get out of here. Justin Timberlake. He was spotted sneaking into Targets and Barnes & Noble stores. Why? Secretly signing his book.
That's cool.
For some people to pick up off the shelf and be like, what? This one's autographed.
Yeah.
If it had his, I would think that it was just printed.
You know, I would too. In. I wouldn't
like if you're at Target and you pull one off and it's got his name and you're like, oh yeah, look at there. They printed his autograph onto here.
Yeah, though he's been doing it for like the last month and he keeps putting it up on his Instagram every time he does it.
Oh, that's cool.
So he just whispers whatever city they're in and then he runs over and signs real fast.
So check this story out. I mean, did you watch Storage Wars, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
So it was Dan Dodson. He's the auctioneer on the show. So he had a storage unit, which he had sold to somebody for $500, okay? Later to come out that there was a safe inside the storage unit that contained $7.5 million.
So does that just go to the guy who bought it? I guess
well,
so, right?
Well, I continue to read on.
Okay.
And so I find that there should be so many loopholes in the story, but here's what happened is, after that they announced that they'd found the safe, it had $7.5 million in it, they were contacted by the attorney of the original owner, and they made it a settlement where they got $1.2 out of this. But here's the thing. If you've got $7.5 million in a safe in a storage unit that you defaulted on to where it went up for auction, shouldn't that be losers weeper, whatever that saying is?
Finders keepers,
yeah,
losers weepers?
That one. Why? How did it get to this point?
I don't know. How do you lose and forget about $7.5 million?
Yeah, I would say that it was probably an elderly person that left it in there, and then they got put in a home or something and didn't tell anybody that it was in there.
Right, because this story and at least this article talks about who they are being, obviously, from the show The Storage Wars, about the money and what happened in the payout. It doesn't give me much of a story on who the people were that left the money behind.
So
I want to know more about that.
Justin, you know how you've always wanted to do this? This is your new retirement plan?
Right.
That's what this was. It was a husband and wife first time doing it. They just were trying to have some
and
fun.
And they just stumbled upon $7 million.
Yeah. But who? I want to know about the person that left the money.
I got to be honest with you. If I found $7 million, I would try really hard to find the people that it belonged to.
Yeah,
that's way
like,
too much money.
You know what?
Jackpot.
Let's do an Instagram poll.
All right.
And put it up and just see, would you try to find someone and give the money back, or do you keep it for yourself? Because Jackson's saying that you would try to find the person.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, if it was 10 grand, it's like, whatever. They, you know.
7.5 mil.
But $7 million, you need to track down the owner for something like that.
All right. Well, that's the showbiz beat.
I'm telling you right now. I'm taking that money.
I'm taking
it. You guys aren't hearing from me ever again. That's what's going to happen.
Live later.
Choose the News up next. Man, I came out of the gate strong, but all of a sudden, I was like, okay, it's going to be my story today. But Jackson's having a nice little comeback there. 7:42, asking you to choose the news. We'll put you into a drawing for the Greatest Showman sing-along DVD. Justin, your story is?
It's been a while since I've told you, but this is what's new at Arby's.
Jackson.
Turns out flying an airplane really isn't that hard.
And mine is, how's this for Black Friday? A $60 Picasso. Eric says it's a tough choice between John and Jackson today, but I'll go with John. Love listening to you guys. Eric, thank you for that. Rebecca says, I'm going with Jackson. I'm sure his story isn't going to help John's fear of planes. Oh, man.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah. I actually think it'll help a lot because it just shows you that anybody can land a plane.
Okay. Going with Jackson today. Missed listening to you last week. I'll have to go back and listen to the podcast. That's from Elizabeth. Alicia says, John, Black Friday, $60 Picasso. Hey guys, driving my 6 kids to school, and we want to hear about the $60 Picasso. Does that mean I get 6 votes, or is that 1 vote? How does that work?
Yeah, 1 per car.
I feel like it's 6 votes. That's how I feel about it. And the winner then, today, with 50% of the votes, thanks to the 6, John!
Yeah!
Good job. We'll give it to you today. Slow day, so we're going to go with it.
Are you familiar with Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the most successful adults-only card game ever. And I got to hand it to the people behind them because they know marketing. This year for Black Friday, they held a 99% off sale. Not on their game, but on other things that they had already purchased.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so they dominated social media as people competed to try to buy all of their insane, random stuff they sold. For example, they sold a $100 bill for a dollar.
Oh, that's so funny.
You know what, I love that.
I teased the Picasso. They sold an original Picasso that goes for $6,000 for $60.
Dang.
A 50-pound wheel of cheese. Instead of $329, $3.29.
I love this.
Oh, this is so crazy.
A double-decker cat stroller. Which shockingly goes for $290.
A double decker?
Yes.
Cat stroller?
Yep.
Okay.
$2.90.
Oh, man. I would kill for that.
600 live ants. Usually retail price $66. They sold it for 66 cents.
That's amazing.
Dan Aykroyd's latex cone head that he wore while shooting the movie Coneheads.
Yes.
I feel like this is low. The it's worth $1,995.
Okay.
They sold it for $19.95.
No way. I would totally wear it too, wouldn't you?
This is better than what they did the like previous years, because you've heard about all of their other pranks, right?
But this is so good.
This is amazing.
They gave away a 5-day trip to Fiji for 2 people, which is worth $7,160. They gave it away online on Friday for $71.60.
No way.
How am I just now? Out of all these, what do you want? Do you want the Picasso? Do you want the Dan Aykroyd?
I want the trip.
You want the trip?
Yeah.
I want the Picasso so that I can sell it and take my own trip.
I want the Dan Aykroyd, and I would wear the cone every day to work.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Justin's story and Jackson's story up online, mix1051utah.com. We'll also tell them each and every day we do this on our podcast, so you can text podcast to 844-649-1051. And coming up, Daisy reached out to us. She wants to send her aunt a bill. And the whole reason why is kind of shocking. We'll talk to her next. Hey, Daisy, what's going on?
Okay, I tried to call you guys last week before Thanksgiving, but I couldn't get through. But so can I tell you what's going on with my family?
Yeah, is there some drama happening?
Yeah, okay, so a week ago Saturday, I had like my family, we have a big family, so I had everybody over for a pre-Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice.
And we had just bought new furniture, and we wanted to show it off. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, we bought everything from the couch, the sofa, table, you know, lamps, everything.
No, I get this because my mother-in-law did this not too long ago. She bought like all new, like everything. And then we had like a dinner and then it was almost like a tour through the house mm-hmm. that she did. And she's like, oh, and here's my new bedroom furniture. And it's like, oh, cool. Awesome. So you had one of those days.
Absolutely. We even had patio furniture we showed off.
Oh, okay. Cool. Awesome. All right. So someone didn't like your furniture and it hurt your feelings?
I wish that's what it was. No, I have an aunt and she's nice and everything, but she's really big. She's huge. She's overweight to the point that she was afraid that she was going to be too heavy for one of the chairs. And I know that's probably embarrassing for her, but that's not my problem. So she even expressed that she talked to my husband and said, you know, I'm nervous. Can I sit on the couch or, instead of the chair? But there was only a chair available. My husband said, no, don't worry. So just as she sat down, snap, she broke the chair.
Is this a wicker chair?
No, it's a nice sturdy chair. It's
okay.
Got, like, beautiful cushions and everything.
Yeah.
But here's the worst part. She didn't even say anything. Like, she said, I'm going to break it. I know I'm going to break it. And then when she did break it, she didn't say anything until we found out when she left. So I think she should pay. He doesn't think she should. Who's right?
So you didn't find out until after she had left that it was broken.
Yeah. It was the chair she sat in because she was crocheting all night.
But you know for sure that it was her that broke it, though.
Well, they're brand new. Brand new.
I mean, fair enough.
Did you just get lawyered like that quickly?
Yeah. I mean, that's completely fair.
I'm just pissed off.
You had a bunch of family over there. I mean, I know that she was maybe a little afraid of breaking these new dainty chairs, but like, could it have been someone else, a child or something like that?
Like playing on it?
Yeah.
No. First of all, no kids would be playing on my furniture.
Got it.
That we would end that right away. And no dogs, no cats, nothing on my furniture but adults. And now my aunt, I love her to death, but I think she should pay for it. I just don't know how to bring it up without being mean.
And your husband's saying don't, right? Your husband's saying, hey, let's just buy a new chair.
Don't.
Okay. Listen, I'm a guy who doesn't like confrontation. I'm someone who would be like, we'll just live without that chair.
Yeah. I just feel bad for her, too, though.
You feel bad for the aunt?
Yeah, to where it's like she already knew going into it that it was going to be an embarrassing thing if it happened.
Yeah.
And then to call attention to it, I probably would just go replace the chair.
It'd be such an awkward phone call.
I don't like it.
Well, maybe it's a wake-up call for her to, like, get surgery or something.
So here's the thing. I am a big dude, and I'm constantly worried about the sturdiness of chairs.
Wait, are you really?
When I say, oh, yeah. When you're fat, a fat person always worries about the sturdiness of whatever they're about to sit on.
I did not know
this. Or people are like, hey, come sit on my lap. Nope. I'm not going to. No, it'll be fine. No, you need to drop it right now. Like, you always are concerned about it. But here's the thing. When I was in middle school, I broke some stuff. I broke some chairs. I broke some stairs. It was all... You know, it is what it is. When you're big, you have to, that's what you deal with. But I also was always the first, when I broke, like, I broke my friend's stairs going down their patio way too fast and way too large.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing I said was, I will fix it. Give me some hammer and nails or whatever. I will take care of this.
Yeah.
Because that is the polite thing to do. You know, like, you're going into someone's space, you're using their stuff. If you break it, it's your responsibility. So I think there's a tactful way for her to call up the aunt and just be like, hey, thank you so much for coming. It was so good to see you again. By the way, did you break the chair? And just ask her if she did it point blank. And then if the aunt admits to it, then be like, it would really help if you paid a little bit.
You could take a photo of just, like, the broken part of the chair, just text it to the aunt.
Well, I think just talking first.
No. You don't do any photo.
No.
And then you do a photo of the bill, and you text that, too, and you just see what happens.
Or you just say, hey, I know you were sitting in this chair. Did it break? Would you mind helping me out to pay for it?
Right. Justin?
I would suck it up and just deal with it on your own. Don't put her through that.
Daisy, would you be okay if we just took some text messages and some phone calls and we see what people thought out there about this whole thing?
Yes. I would love that. I appreciate it.
Obviously, you never said we could call your husband, so I'm guessing your husband doesn't want to be involved with this whole radio shindig.
Nope.
Okay. No.
Not everyone likes us, John.
All right, then we'll do that. You can text us right now. We're going to try to help out Daisy. Now, Cindy, you had something very similar happen to you?
Our chair that we bought was actually a recliner type thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And it broke. It was not like a wicker. It was leather. It was, you know, and it just broke. And they even said that the structure right here is really thin. So I'm like, if my furniture does that, I mean, you can't blame an ant completely for it, because you never, because it may have broke, and then, because that's what happened, is it broke. We didn't know it broke. And then my friend, who's like skinny mini, she sat in it and broke it.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, no, 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 no. So maybe the ant was sitting there all night, but then whoever went and sat there next and it broke, it was just maybe a structure thing. And I don't think she should necessarily blame the ant, but take it back to the
store. Go back to the store.
And say, you suck.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, thank you so much.
No problem. Love listening to you guys.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
This text says, first of all, what are we? Are we in middle school? This lady is downright rude. She needs surgery or something. That's what Daisy had said at one point, mm-hmm. which kind of shocked us. Clearly, that woman has no clue what it's like being overweight. It's not just an easy surgery fix. The aunt was concerned. Her husband still told her it was fine and to sit in the chair. Obviously, I don't think she should have to pay for it. I really think the complaint lady needs an attitude adjustment. We're talking about Daisy, who reached out to us.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Michelle says, my dad is a big guy, and he is always self-conscious about sitting on things. It's unfortunate this happened, but the aunt did make comments ahead of time. So if they were concerned about it, they should have been kind and helped her find a different place to sit.
You know, I think that's really the big part right there, too, because she did say that going into it.
Like, here, sit down.
Like, I'm already nervous about this whole thing. And then they insisted.
The aunt wanted to sit on the sofa.
Right.
She's like, let me just go sit on your couch. That thing looks fine.
And they're like, no, here, have this chair.
I'm shocked by all these texts. And I'll be honest, I didn't know of this until Jackson mentioned it when we were talking to Daisy, that a lot of people have the fear of breaking something.
Yeah.
Like I had
because you're a little person. You don't know. You don't know the struggle, man. You don't get it.
This text says, I think she should just let it go. I'm sure she feels bad enough already. And when it comes to family, I feel like these things should just be dealt with. We had a family member break a glass door at a get-together once. I did not think twice about just replacing it myself. When you have family or friends and you invite them over, whatever happens, it's on you.
Right, because it's not. Yeah, it wasn't intentional. It was totally an accident.
Can we say within reason?
Sure. If you burn down the house, right. You should probably be held a little bit accountable for that.
Sorry. Uncle Joe was just playing with matches. Burned
that's
the house.
A thing. Like, within reason, I agree.
Yeah, or if like they're watching your kids and your kids break a bone or something, like they should probably be, you know, held accountable in some way or another.
It sounds like the aunt tried to warn them about the chair and they still wanted to have her sit on the new furniture. So I think they just need to pay, as if that's not embarrassing enough. And it's rude to say that this is a wake-up call, as if breaking the chair wasn't a wake-up call enough. She's probably embarrassed and sensitive. No need to call her out. Who cares if they're out the money for a new chair?
Right.
Yeah, you just put the chair on the other side, and you tell people not to sit in that until you can afford to fix a new one, right?
It's what you do.
So Drake just bought a $6.7 million home, and he's got a master suite that's going to take up half of the second floor. 941 square feet.
I get it.
Which was pretty much the size of my first house that Jen and I bought.
Right.
It will have a private stairwell entrance, two dressing rooms, two closets, an outdoor balcony with a hot tub, a steam shower. Oh, yeah. Also inside this one bedroom, a kitchenette.
Really?
Dang.
It's an apartment.
Now, the entire compound is 35,000 square feet, four guest bedrooms, which I feel like there should be more.
For 35,000 square feet?
Yeah
totally. Right?
But there's also a sauna, a massage room, and a 10-car garage, so you have that to add to it. But you're telling me you can't fit in one more bedroom? Are the two of you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah. You know, we missed it while we were off.
I'm sure you did, Justin. When Ulysses S. Grant, he was president back in the 1870s.
That's the guy on the 100.
Mm-hmm. He once got a speeding ticket from a cop in Washington, D.C. for riding his horse and buggy too fast.
Are you serious?
That's solid.
How awesome is that?
That's
I didn't know they had a speed limit.
I know. All right, podcast friends, here we go. This is just for you, and we always start it with the choose the news stories that did not make it on air. So, Justin.
Arby's.
Yeah.
They got something new coming to the menu.
Remember when Arby's had the jingle? It's good news food.
Oh, yeah, that was old school.
Yeah.
But this is in their wheelhouse. This doesn't surprise me. Arby's has just started testing out beer can chicken sandwich in a lot of their markets, and it's being marinated in Miller High Life.
Well, naturally, if you're going to marinate it.
I mean, the champagne of beer.
Yeah. Well, that's what they need is the champagne of beer. What it is then you can pile that high with bacon, onion straws, and cheese. You can also get smoked ham on it if you would like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Or is it too much now?
That's so you're telling me that you want to eat beer can chicken.
Uh-huh.
Topped with cheese.
Topped with bacon, topped onions, with- and onion straws with cheese.
And then you also put ham on top of that.
Yes.
Do you want to have a heart attack? Because that's how heart attacks happen. Right?
I might roll the dice on it at least once.
You got to at least try something like
right,
that.
You
yeah. Jackson.
So this is actually a Utah story that happened on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
I'm actually pretty blown away by this. So a couple of boys, it doesn't actually say their gender because they're minors. So it. All of the details are being kept pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. But it was a 14 and a 15-year-old. They were living in a group home somewhere here in northern Utah.
Okay.
And they broke out on Thanksgiving. They met up with some friends in eastern Utah, where I'm from, in Vernal.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the little tiny Vernal airport.
Okay.
Stole a two-person prop plane.
Yes.
Took it for a joyride. So low that I guess that they were about to hit some like power lines and stuff, and the pops were like, "What is going on up there?"
No kidding.
So they just circle around the street a couple times, and then they land it perfectly. A 14-year-old and a 15-year-old landed this plane perfectly and were arrested.
Did they have prior flight experience?
I mean, not to my knowledge, which again tells me that pilots act like their job is so hard.
But Dog. Then again, video games probably helped with some of this.
I'm sure it did.
I mean, look at that guy in San Francisco who stole like a big plane. He was able to take off and fly it for a while before he tried to barrel roll, and that's where it ended for
well,
him.
Well, and that's why you don't barrel roll.
Right, yeah.
Why would you try that in such a big plane?
But other than that, it's really just you hit the button for takeoff, then you hit the button for coast.
I get it.
And then you hit the button to land. It can't be that hard.
So you're telling me that's all you think it's easier than driving at this point?
I think that in movies they put a bunch of lights and stuff in uh-huh. there that aren't actually there. I think it's just three buttons and then like a couple of beds.
If that's the case, yeah, what do you do on the flights? If you're a pilot, that seems like the most boring job ever.
I'd have no idea, yeah. Honestly.
Well, do you remember the story of the pilots who missed the airport? This was years ago.
What happened?
They flew right over where they were supposed to land. Like, yeah. They were an hour past when no one's really sure what was going on in the cockpit.
Like, oh, hey, we're Clover here now.
They were all asleep.
They were all probably
like,
napping.
That's why you have to have two people there, because one's supposed to stay awake while the other one sleeps, because it's cool to sleep. No one cares.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
as long as one's awake.
One of them has to be awake.
That's crazy. Today is Cyber Monday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. And a new survey looked at America's online shopping habits. Here are the top five things that make us give up and not buy something after we have added it to our online shopping cart, okay?
Okay.
Number one, it turns out shipping costs too much.
Yeah.
You guys have done that before?
I have done that before.
Yeah, me too. Number two, a discount code that you planned on using did not work. So you're like, never mind. I'm not going to buy this.
Yeah, I'm not paying full retail.
Number three, I've done this many a time. It won't ship fast enough. You want me to wait 3 days
for
this?
No, because you're right, because it's something that you want right now.
Yeah.
And by 3 days from now, you're not going to be into it anymore.
I am buzzed and I want it now.
Yes.
I don't want it 3 days. You enter your credit card number, then something goes wrong and you have to re-enter it and you're like, nah, never mind. I'm not going to re-enter my credit card number.
Yeah, not worth it. Do you know how long it takes to put in 16 numbers?
Right, exactly.
Right. Oh, the worst.
And finally, the same thing with the credit card number, but it happens with your shipping address.
Uh-huh.
You type it in wrong, and you're like, well, I could change that number, but
never mind,
cancel. And you just move on with your life.
Never mind.
Once adding it to our shopping cart, it only takes 22 seconds for us to start having second thoughts about whether or not we want to buy it.
I really want to.
Buyer's remorse, man. You ever sit there like after buying a bunch of stuff, you're like in the shower, and you're like, oh, man. Yeah.
Dude.
Like, what did I do?
I really didn't need that.
Every time I buy something, that's the story of my life.
I'm going to send it back.
Yeah. Five most annoying things people do when they're texting. Vanishing in the middle of a conversation.
Ooh, ooh.
That's Jackson.
I do that all the time, too.
I'm busy. I can't carry a conversation. If you want to talk, call me.
Real way to wrap it up, right? Doesn't one always just stop replying and the conversation's over for now?
I like to continue asking open-ended questions.
No.
keep it going. Can't.
A text, there's not an end to a text conversation. A text conversation just goes on forever.
Right. There's no formal way to end it.
No.
Being sarcastic, they say, is annoying.
No. This guy.
Using bad grammar.
That guy.
Using too many acronyms and emojis. I use the GIFs.
It's a text message. There's no grammar.
You're saying you don't have to worry about grammar with text messages?
No, because emojis, you can throw in as many as you want.
Yeah, I do use a lot of emojis.
Sending multiple messages when one would get the job done.
Ugh,
yeah, I hate that.
Don't
actually.
Send me a one-word text. Don't you do it. Don't you dare.
What about the people that hit send after every line?
Yeah. Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
I do that for poetry reasons.
Oh, my God.
I like the way it looks.
Like, why did I just get 15 text messages? Oh, wait. Somebody was just telling me a story.
Yeah.
I also don't want to hear your story if it takes 15 text messages. No. You can call me.
Do you want to do this on air tomorrow and take text messages, or should we do it now? When Christmas season officially begins, or has it already started?
It's already started.
I don't know why we can't do both.
A new survey asked 5,000 people when they think the unofficial start of the Christmas season is. So, like, when does Christmas season begin? So what would you say, Justin?
I would have said Saturday, this past Saturday.
So not the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, but that's Saturday?
Saturday.
Black Friday.
Black Friday? 32%. The most popular answer is December 1st.
Really?
23% say early December. 22% say sometime in November.
Man, so officially a lot of people. That's not even until next Saturday is the 1st.
4% say Christmas Eve is when Christmas season begins. I feel like you're missing out on the whole point of Christmas season at that point.
I like where their head's at, though.
I mean, I also am a fan of that because I'm not a big Christmas guy.
No, just put the tree up. Christmas Eve, celebrate for the night, take it down the next afternoon.
I had Christmas music blaring at my house Thanksgiving Day, man. Christmas tree was up the day after Christmas. Yeah, we're all about it.
But you have little kids.
Yeah.
I feel like Christmas is really important if you have little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but once they're teenagers or if you don't have kids, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, before kids, I don't think Jen and I were into it like we are now.
Yeah.
Where we're like doing all of the Christmas stuff.
It's like a thing. And that's the thing, like I don't have advent calendars. Mm-hmm. I don't have like gifts to wrap up for the kids. I'm not doing any sort of activities or elf on the shelf or anything like that. So really I'm just watching Christmas movies and drinking, you know, hot wassail and stuff.
Hey, by the way, the next time you go shopping at Trader Joe's, will you look and see if they have their advent calendars yet?
They're already in, man.
Oh man, I got to get those. Go fast.
Dude. Yeah, okay. They go like crazy. I got the doggy advent calendars. So it's going to be a little bit Christmassy in the Carter household.
All right. Thanks for listening to this podcast. A brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.